USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says the United States Postal Service will not carry out some operational and organizational changes, such as removing mail processing equipment or collection boxes, until the end of the November election. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein says that's not enough.
It is going to be filed. Look, these are positive steps. I'm happy to hear what DeJoy has said today. But honestly, they're just words on a paper. We need binding commitments that they will not make further changes and that they will undo the damage that they've done.
The Democratic AG speaking there on Fox News. And half as many Americans are watching the Democratic National Convention compared to 4 years ago. About 5.8 million tuned in last night to ABC, CBS, or NBC. 11.6 million watched 4 years ago. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new saliva test for COVID-19 can be completed in just a few hours and has been authorized for use by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Regarding the details of the test, Admiral Brett Gerard tells ABC's Good Morning America,
it's basically spit in a tube. It does not need a swab. It does not need the special transport media. It does not need some of these chemical reagents called extraction reagents. So it skips many steps up front.
Up to 300 Pizza Hut restaurants will be closed, most of them dine-in locations not well suited for carryout and delivery when millions of people are sheltering and eating at home. Franchisee NPC International announced on Monday in documents filed in bankruptcy court that it had agreed with Pizza Hut to close hundreds of locations. There are currently 7,000 Pizza Hut restaurants in the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Former Republican Ohio Governor John Kasich has been a frequent critic of President Trump. He endorsed Joe Biden for president on Monday night during the virtual Democratic National Convention. As far as what this endorsement means for former Vice President Biden, former Republican Governor of New Jersey Chris Christie tells ABC News,
zero. Zero. I mean, they're meaningless. They weren't with her. They were with her 4 years ago. Now they're with Biden. No surprise. And John Kasich, just to show you where John Kasich's standing is in the Republican Party, when he was the only Republican governor left on the stage in 2016, Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and John Kasich, the three candidates left. Do you know how many Republican governors of his colleagues, his sitting colleagues at the time, endorsed John Kasich? Zero. And the reason they didn't endorse him is because he's a backstabber and he's an untruthful guy. And so tonight, Republicans are going to look at that and go, you can have him. Please believe me. Give us a break. Get him out of our party. You take him for a little while. Because on top of all that, I've worked with John a lot. He's exhausting. Joe Biden's going to be getting calls from John Kasich. He's going to want to change his phone number.
A veteran CIA officer and former FBI linguist was charged on Monday with selling U.S. defense secrets and identities of CIA officers to China in exchange for cash and expensive gifts, including a new set of golf clubs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.